Good morning, a Wednesday morning. Joining us is Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start in Schenectady. The issue is unlimited sick time.
Well, we have three stories today that are all from our front page this morning. The era of unlimited sick time buyouts for the city's finest is over. New collective bargaining agreement reached between the city and Police Benevolent Association has scrapped the practice of outgoing cops cashing out unused sick time upon retirement, resulting in large payouts. The new five-year deal reached January 14th will allow officers to be paid out 25% of unused sick time after reaching 960 hours. Upon hitting 1,200 hours, outgoing officers will be paid 40% of the value, with hours capped at 1,920.
From there to Saratoga Springs, where we had a fire and flood that damaged City Hall, and the city officials are expected to move back in.
Yes, Saratoga Springs City Hall is going to be back in action. City officials expect to move back into the fire and flood damaged City Hall next month. "We are moving back in by the end of February," said Public Works Commissioner Anthony Skip Sirocco during part of the annual State of the City presentation Tuesday night at the Saratoga Springs City Center. City Hall has been a significant undertaking. The nearly 150-year-old City Hall at Broadway and Lake Avenue has been closed since a lightning strike on August 17, 2018, and since last summer has been undergoing a $10 million renovation that has replaced much of the building's interior while preserving its aged brick exterior. The renovated City Hall will have all new heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, plumbing, and electric systems, be more energy efficient, and will meet all the needs of the city's two court judges.
Finally, a sentencing for a man who back in November has admitted he drove drunk and struck and killed a newspaper carrier.
Yes, sir. Ronald E. Carpenter, 42, of Amsterdam, appeared in Montgomery County Court last Friday and was formally sentenced to 2 to 6 years in state prison. Carpenter pleaded guilty to one count of second-degree vehicular manslaughter, a felony, and misdemeanor driving while intoxicated. Christina Rossi, 64, of Amsterdam, was struck and killed during the early morning hours of October 19th as she delivered newspapers on Brookside Avenue in Amsterdam. Carpenter was returning home when he hit her, killing her. Rossi delivered papers for both the Amsterdam Recorder and the Daily Gazette. She did so with her husband, Gene, and the couple often delivered 700 newspapers. Gene was delivering on another street when the accident occurred.
We've been speaking with Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Jeff, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Dave.